This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
The reason I've been able to win is because when bad things happen, I'm in my most calm. This is something I want to talk about, because you just brought up something, because I love your spirit, Ali, and I just listened to you carefully. And when you said, I have my moments, and with my intuitive chemicals, I go, right, she and many other nice people have those moments because it's the high intense moment, right? Like something bad happens. My dad did this quite a bit, and my dad's on the other side of this. He would get stress and it would formulate in a tornado of everyone around him. Yeah. And I became very visceral to it. I think I naturally would have been this, but I think my dad's reverse style to me, where I saw the carnage of anxiety manifesting in bad behavior to communication to the people around them.
Yeah.
I think I became even a more extreme version of what I probably would have naturally been had I not been in my dad's business and watched it. Because I became visceral.
You're the yin and the yang.
I was the yang. I was like, fuck that. I hate this. Dad, you're not being nice.
Yeah.
It really bothered me.
Be diplomatic, and,
But I realized over time, years later, as I got older, I'm like, oh, my dad was scared. I'm not scared. Why am I not scared? Oh, weird. I actually don't care about money. Oh, weird. Mm-hmm. I actually don't care about nice things. I don't need shit. I don't need a car. I don't need a Rolex. I don't care what fucking anybody thinks about what house or apartment I have. Oh, I have the shitty apartment. Oh, I have the not as good car. Oh, I don't, like somebody else flies private, I fly commercial. Like, I don't give a fuck you. What? My life has not, what are you? And so once I started understanding, I'm like, oh, right. I'm in business. People get most anxious when their money could be affected. Go out of business, make less money, lost money. I always reacted by being the bigger man. That was the time when I could be the biggest mentor to my people. They just did something bad. We lost money. They think I'm gonna kill them. I walk in and I love them. Oh my God, now we're family.
Yeah.
And that has been my foundation. That's why people stay with me for such a long time. That's why I have so much continuity in my company that don't usually have continuity. Liquor stores, agencies. These are turn and burns. And I have sevens, nines, 12s because of how I treat them.
Mm. Yeah, gosh, it's
interesting. And that's because when COVID, let's go really real. This is very difficult to say because COVID was so devastating. COVID comes and there's that like fourth day in when you're like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that you, right?
This is real. I'm
like, oof.
This is not just the news.
Yeah. This is not only not the news. This is not going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that? When I heard the first day, 2 weeks, I'm like, fuck. When I was four days in, I'm like, oh, this could be a while. And then about a month in, you're like, oh, this could be the rest of the year. And it's more than that. Now we're into April the next year. Anyway, nonetheless, I remember having this huge sense of calm as my CFO started telling me the carnage of all the phone calls from our clients saying they're gonna need an extra 100 days, 200 days, 150 days to pay, how overextended we are, where we are in this, where we are on that, leases, and then the kicker, we're getting nothing because we fall in the middle, and so we're getting no government support.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that sword through my chest landed in the following way, literally, I remember it like 4 seconds ago, I was in my parents' house. I've been talking a lot about being a wartime general and being the captain during rough seas. This is gonna be
fun.
This is it. And I fucking drilled it. I will for many, you know, I don't think the time of like how well you navigated a business during COVID, I don't think it's the right time to talk about that with how much pain there still is. But in 12 years, in 9 years, I'll absolutely talk about details because I'll feel, you know, we'll be more removed. It'll just be the way wounds work. And there'll be a lot of lessons to share because, and I've been prepared for it my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a wartime general. I tell my managers and my leaders, and this is the number one thing I think about. People are like, oh, Gary, why are you so upset with me? This is only the first time I've acted like this to my team. I'm like, John, it's the first time there was any pressure. Mm-hmm. You've been here for 6 months, it's been fucking smooth sailing. The second there was a fire, you fucking, it flamed instead of took out, you're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people are peacetime generals. Everyone's a hero. BJ Armstrong's really good at basketball when he has Michael Jordan with him. What about when it's hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think about all the time, because I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, like celebrating the shit out of when they do something that's beautiful because of the stories you've told about when you'd hold the door open and your mom would nuts. I really think about that.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for even knowing that story. Thank you for picking up on that. And it is my number one.
Yep.
Reinforce. Going 4 for 4 in a baseball game is fun to cheer.
Yep.
Being drop dead cute in your outfit when you're 11 years old is a thing, is nice. But make sure that the majority of the cheering is around things that look like you were nice to that person that's in their knee. My son
the chills, showed it's so, such good advice.
It's good, right, Al? Like when my son shows a lot of empathetic, you know, things, when he like goes and hugs a kid who had a bad, this happened, hug the kid who had a bad day at baseball. I mean, I basically am treating him like he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Let me get into something that is a real concern of mine. And back to where Gary Vee does a good job and where Gary Vaynerchuk is doing a much better job with VaynerX the last 3 years versus 6 years ago. If we do not celebrate accountability, our kids will be disasters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So praise the bully thing, but when they are in this excuse life or when they're complaining about the machine and the answer isn't, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
We have allowed an entire culture of people to be in the excuse and dwelling, and everything is some macro government, parents, society, business.
Blame
it's
game.
This the
something we else.
It is everything else but everything themselves. Else. Now, here's an important thing to hear. It might be true.
Well,
stick with me here. I want to finish this thought.
Yeah.
There might be incredible validity to one's point. Because
sure.
It's a both game. You could be right that you were born on the wrong side of tracks. You could be right that America's doing this. You could be right that Coca-Cola is doing that.
Yes.
A big thing that happens next is now what? So for example, I analyze shit.
So what, now what?
Right, so it's yes and now what? So no, that's awesome. Yeah, so we're on the same track. Like to me, I'm like, you're right, now what? Because the thing that scares me is we have gotten to a place because of the way humans communicate in society where, for example, parents blame social media for their kids being insecure, not the fact that they're not parenting their kid.
Right.
Right, we've gotten to a place where somebody feels that if they send out a tweet, they've done something about something.
Yes.
Or that if they tear somebody else down and they noble shame them, but they don't realize the hypocrisy because they're doing something else that is, like, we are in a delusional state of non-accountability.
Yes.
Please, please, world, please hear us right now. God, tap into this phone line right now, please. We are making a mistake around accountability. Eighth place trophies have destroyed
half. Yes, I was just thinking trophies. You read my mind. I was like, where did it change that like every kid gets a fucking trophy if they didn't win? Like, I'm like, that is not, I'm like, I don't want to play in that league.
Sports,
you know?
Sports helped. Sports helped us so much.
Yes, yes.
I cried from 8 to 16. I cried once a week because I lost in something. It is the foundation of my happiness.
I swear, you know, it's like, I just said on an interview for the first time, and I don't think I ever said this publicly, but like I, in high school, tried out for cheerleading every year and I wanted it so fucking bad. I just had this idea. I wanted to be a cheerleader. I loved the outfit. I loved the you
it
know,
was
the
status.
Like, it was the status and I never fucking made it. Not, I tried out every year and I never made it. And it like, and I never like talked about it, but it crushed me. And it made me feel like shitty. Like I wasn't good enough for years, but probably really helped me.
It's awesome because it's real life. In real life, when you're 31, your mommy's not coming over and buying you a pony because you didn't make the cheerleading team. like I don't understand what people
are stupid.
Guys, we have an entire generation of mid-20s to early 30-year-olds whose parents are paying for their lives still.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's bad. It's bad. Because then those parents are in control. Then when the kids and parents are having discussions and the kid's 27 and they want to do something, the parent has the money hanging over. Nobody says it in the argument, but everybody knows the score, which is if you don't listen to your mommy and daddy, they're going to pull the cash and then you can't have the BMW and the Equinox membership. It's all this bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all this bull fucking shit.